Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you've tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 14. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 14, and verse number 1. At that time Herod, the tetrarch, heard of the fame of Jesus, and he said unto his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him." And so Herod, hearing of Jesus, John had beheaded him, which this passage will tell us about that more here. He thinks that Jesus is John the Baptist risen from the dead. And these miracles that the Lord Jesus is doing are showing forth that it is John. For Herod had laid hold on John, verse 3, and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, "It is not lawful for thee to have her." Because Herod had taken his brother Philip's wife to wed. She effectively got a divorce from Herod's brother, Philip, who was responsible for a region further to the east, on the other side, Jordan and the Sea of Galilee. And history tells us, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, that as they were gathered, as these governors and tetrarchs were gathered together, maybe even at Rome, Herodias decided to go home with Herod rather than going back home with her husband, Philip. For John said unto him, "It is not lawful for thee to have her." And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him, John, as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. This would have been his niece. A sordid thing, and that's one thing that the scripture does, is it doesn't hide things from us. It tells us the ugly truth about the wickedness of men. God is not bashful to tell us the sordid works of men. And so here this man's niece is dancing before him, and she's not clogging or dancing the two-step. It's a seductive affair. And whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, "Give me here John Baptist's head in a charger." And so Herod had promised her to give her whatever it was that she want. And the daughter of Herodias, being prepped by her mother, asked for John's head. John's head on a charger, a big tray that food would be served on. When the king was sorry, nevertheless for the oath's sake and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. I said he was sorry. He didn't want to do that. John certainly was the greatest prophet other than the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will tell us about, or he tells us about some of that and in other gospels. And to save face, Herod had made the oath, and so he commanded it to be done. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison, verse 11, and his head was brought in a charger and was given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. So here we have the account after the fact regarding the death of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, held in prison by Herod because of the things that he had told Herod regarding Herodias, and that was unlawful, was against the law of the Lord for him to be involved in such an adulterous affair. And then at the conniving Herodias and using her daughter to seduce Herod and this dancing, she got him put to death. But when John's head was severed from his shoulders for the sake of the Lord and declaring only the truth, only giving forth words of truth, and I want you to hear that, only giving forth words of the truth. John didn't look to lay a hand on Herod. He didn't look to chastise him or assault him in any way. He just spoke unto him the convicting truth of God. And for that, Herodias, by the means that she was able to connive, had hands laid on John the Baptist. They took him and killed him. And when his head was severed from his body, his soul and spirit went on to be with the Lord. He went on to his eternal reward. He is with the Lord God Almighty now, standing in that place that the Lord has prepared for him even at this time. He was obedient, obedient unto death, the forerunner of Christ, even a martyr of Christ for the sake of the truth and the gospel and the word of God. So the disciples, when they hear this word, they come and take his body and they bury it and they come and tell the Lord Jesus. When Jesus heard of it, verse 13, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. So the Lord Jesus goes by a boat over to another place on the Sea of Galilee. And when the people had heard that he'd made this move, they follow him. They're walking, they're searching for him, they have an idea, they're asking, and they move over to where he's at. The multitude assembles itself, and he's moved with compassion toward them. As it says in other places in the gospel, he has compassion upon them because they're like sheep without a shepherd. No leadership. They just wander about, getting themselves in trouble, having problems. He healed those that were sick among them. Maybe they're looking to find Jesus so their loved one can be healed, their child, their wife, their husband, their aunts, their uncles, their cousins, their neighbors, their friends. So many that brought others into the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's a way that you and I need to do as the Lord's children. We need to bring others to Christ that they might be healed, that they might be saved. It says here in verse 15, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place, it's wilderness, and the time is now past. We're a long way down in the day, Lord. Send the multitude away that they might go into the villages and buy themselves victuals, that they might go get themselves some food, that they wouldn't faint in the way, as other passages say. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. Give ye them to eat. These apostles have been empowered by our Lord. They've been given a power and ability, they've been given a commission, things that the Lord wants them to do. And they have the power of the Lord with them. And so they've been given a mission to pursue. Now they're there with the Lord and his instruction. They go at his bidding. But he told them over here in chapter 10, he said, you go preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You go heal the sick. Chapter 10 of Matthew, verse number 8. You cleanse the lepers. You raise the dead. You cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. That is the command of the Lord to the apostles from his mouth 2 chapters previous. It's very, very clear what the Lord has given them to do. And in that chapter 10, as the Lord has called them and give them their marching orders, that they have forgotten the empowerment that the Lord has given them. They need not depart. Chapter 14, verse number 16. Give ye them to eat. How easy it is for us to forget what the Lord has called us to do. Now, understand, the Lord works miracles today, but he doesn't work miracles by the hand of his people. He works in miraculous ways. He answers the prayer of his people for the sick and for sinners. He does work miraculously, but he doesn't do it at the hand like he told them in chapter 10 in verse 7. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Hear that? The Lord told them to raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely you have received this power. Freely give it out. And so they come to it and they have this multitude and they're greatly concerned about this multitude. So let them go get some food. We're going to have a crisis here if these people stay till morning. And the Lord said, they need not depart. Give you them to eat. And so we're not one to beat up on the disciples at all, but we want to see what they are subject to and what you and I are subject to. And they said unto him, verse 17 of Matthew 14, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. They just automatically looked to what they had in their pocket. Lord, forgive me when that's what I do. They looked to themselves and what made sense and what they thought they could put together, rather than remembering what the Lord had empowered. If the Lord told them to go and raise the dead, did they not have the ability and the power to feed this multitude? They sure did. Again, my purpose is not to beat up the apostles, but for us to learn. If you're saved, you have the Lord as your Savior. You and I, we have Him. And he has the power to deal with anything in our lives, whether we've got something with us in our hand, in our pocket or not. And may the Lord help us to remember that. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.